Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. And here we go to start off 2016. I'm your host, Penny Jean, and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio's The Boy Effect. How's everybody going today? Well, today our guest has been a long time waiting to come on to The Boy Effect here. today's guest is Mr. Thomas Koss, owner of The Bee Scene, more than just an anti-bully clothing line. Thomas, hi.
How are you
You're
today?
Live here
How
on The Bully
you?
Effect.
That
I'm
awesome.
Doing wonderful.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
And
thanks for having me.
Not a problem, and I see we do have some guests here in the blog chat for the show, and a quick shout out to Star FM 95.1, the heart of New York. Thanks, Charlie,
and
for this evening simulcast.
Thank you, everyone.
So, if you would, because I know lots about you, but our listeners may not know as much as I do.
No.
So, Thomas,
no,
if you would. Introduction of yourself.
Hi, my name is Thomas Koss. I'm from a little town on Long Island, another place. I started this business about 3.5 years ago. It's basically a way to promote kindness. As everybody knows, we're having bullying issues worse than ever, whether it's cyberbullying in the workplace, in schools, everywhere. And one day I was just sitting around thinking to myself, we need people to be nice. Now, I am far from perfect, and I'm not always nice, but I just felt that our society needs to be a little nicer. So I came up with this idea of using a pun on words and using a bee as a logo, and I make my shirts and my items, everything is bee-related. So it's a pun on words like be nice, stop bullying, be yourself, be loving, be fearless. And I've gone from there, and I've made other products. So I'm trying to get my stuff anywhere children are related, especially in schools, preschools, where we can start early. And maybe I can make a difference in this world.
Maybe.
So
was there
that's
how the Bee Scene started, which,
yes.
You know, I really love your T-shirts. Actually,
right
now, at this very moment, I am wearing one of your T-shirts. It's the one that says, be
I'm
nice, stop bullying.
I'm wearing Be Fearless right now. And I have my wristband that says, be nice, stop bullying.
I have the little pin right here, be
oh,
nice, stop
good.
Bullying.
I appreciate that.
yes,
I would actually
if
you don't mind, I would like to tell people a little bit about it, where they can go if they're ever interested. But I have a
website.
I have a website. It's bscene.org. I'm also on Etsy. My Facebook page is B, in quotations, scene. And if anybody ever needs to reach out to me, my email is bscene, which is obviously a double E, C-E-N-E. My name, which is Thomas Koss, K-O-S, at gmail.com.
Awesome.
And, you know,
awesome.
So I'm just plugging along. I wanted to make a difference in this world. When I first came up with this idea, I just used Be Nice. I spoke to a teacher, a girl I know. Her name is Amy Content. And she had said, Tom, if you're going to do these positive messages and be nice, maybe you'd consider doing something about bullying. And then the light bulb went off because I think we've all been tormented to a certain degree. As we grew up and as we got older, that we've been bullied. Now, we didn't call it bullying back then. We called it being picked on or being tormented. And I was picked on. Penny, maybe you were picked on. Some of our listeners, I'm sure, have been picked on. For me, my story, I had 8 brothers and sisters. We didn't have a lot. Some of our clothes were not the best. Some of our sneakers weren't the best. And we would get made fun of a lot for that. I have an identical twin brother. We would get made fun of our jeans or our sneakers. I was also made fun of for the fact that I had so many siblings, and they would make fun of my parents, saying, you know, oh, God, when are they going to stop having kids? And then as I got older, I was bullied from a coworker, and I kept my cool, which I usually don't, but I was tormented every day from him. I'm not sure why. It's as if he had nothing better to do. So I've seen so much of it growing up. I've experienced it myself, and then I wanted to make even more of a difference. So I came up with this idea. I think bullying starts young. I think if we can get people to realize it now, even preschool, we can stop somebody in the future getting hurt. So one of my greatest stories was I was doing a fair one day, and there's everybody selling all sorts of different items, and I have my bullying stuff. And a little 13-year-old girl ran up to me, and she said, your booth is my favorite booth here. And I asked her why. And she told me that her 13-year-old friend killed herself jumping off a water tower. And I knew that day that what I was doing was more right than it ever was. So,
right.
I mean, if you know any facts, suicide is the third leading cause of death for young people between 12 and 18. It's just too high. It's just too high. So, and I've just progressively gone from there with my business. It's been a tough road. I'd like to reach out to every school across the nation. PTOs, PTAs, fundraisers are fantastic. Instead of selling maybe chocolate or wrapping paper, stuff like that, why not have a fundraiser selling a shirt or a wristband, something in that nature, and promote kindness that way. That message will go so much further than, say, a box of chocolate.
Right.
So I just keep plugging.
And if anybody at any time during this evening's broadcast would like to call in and ask any questions, feel free to do so at 215-383-3950. Our blog chat is also open, and I would like to welcome everybody who is in the blog chat. If you have any questions, you can log into the blog chat and I can ask Thomas here directly.
Fantastic.
So, yes. Well, Mr. Thomas here, a lot more than just promote a clothing line, which is for an awesome cause to stop bullying. Mr. Thomas, what else do you do?
You know, I was actually got lost for a second, but I've done some singing in the past. I've always been a very compassionate person, a very sensitive person. I know I got that from my mother. I'm also an extremely righteous person, but I am far from perfect. When people see me with my shirts and I'm wearing a shirt that says be nice, some of these people have seen me at my worst. But I think there's a little bit of, you know, two sides to everybody. I'm not always perfect all the time, but I'm also a very righteous person. I wrote a song many years ago called Does Anybody Care? And it started as a poem probably close to 30 years ago. And I then turned it into a song with lyrics. And my friend Joe DiPietro had wrote the music with me. And I have it on iTunes, but it's a very thought-provoking song. It talks about why our society is the way it is, why we're so cruel to our fellow human being, why there's so much selfishness in the world, why can't we just have each other's back a little more. It's very, very thought-provoking. Please check it out if you can get to iTunes and look under my name, Thomas Koss, that's K-O-S. I also have another song that I wrote called The Real Heroes. I think we're all heroes in a sense or have the capability of being heroes. Some of it could be perfect for this, for my business. I think there's heroes that walk in so many different ways, whether it's a doctor or a nurse or a teacher, your close friends, your parents. So I wrote a song called The Real Heroes that's also on iTunes. And another very thought-provoking song just to talk about, you know, our human race and what we can do for each other and what we do for each other. But if we can just have a few more people helping each other, this planet would probably be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've done that a long time ago. Maybe some of your listeners will listen to it one day. I know you've listened to it. But I've always been a little bit of a mush, and I'm very expressive. So I had wrote these songs some years back, and now they're out there. And I appreciate you bringing that up, Penny Jane.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. Actually, I'm trying to bring something up, and if it will let me, I have a surprise for everybody.
I'd like to mention, if I can, if I'm not interrupting you, I have a little story that somebody had given me once, and this is about bullying. I think it makes a lot of sense. It's a little note. It says a teacher was teaching her class about bullying and gave them the following exercise to perform. She had the children take a piece of paper, told them to crumble it up, stomp on it, and really mess it up, but be careful not to rip it. She then had them unfold the paper, smooth it out, and look how scarred and dirty it was. She told them to tell that they're sorry. Now, even though they said they were sorry and tried to fix the paper, she pointed out all the scars that they left behind, and that those scars will never go away no matter how hard they try to fix it. That is what happens when a child bullies another child. They say they're sorry, but the scars are forever. And I think all of us that have been bullied do have scars forever. It's something we will never forget. I watched somebody that I will not name back when I was in school. It's something that has stuck in my brain since I was about 16 or 17. Somebody who continually depicts on people, whether it was a girl, a boy, somebody younger, somebody older, it didn't matter. It's almost as if he got a high on it. And I never understood, even being that age, why somebody would maliciously do that. And that's another reason that I wrote, Does Anybody Care? So it's very thought-provoking, like I said earlier. This little poem that I just read is very, very thought-provoking. So, you know, let it sink in. I think all our listeners should let it sink in when they may have done something wrong. You know, my biggest phrase is be nice, stop bullying, or be nice. I'm not always nice. I believe that people take kindness as weakness, and I think people should stick up for themselves.
Exactly.
You know, the people that I know that are listening, they know who I am. They know what I'm about, but I'm as real as they get, and I try to do the right thing every day, but I'm not perfect. I was at a fair that I got very upset with a woman who treated her child terribly, and I got so angry and so upset, though I'm promoting shirts that say, be nice, stop bullying, and be loving in this, but it was so hard to watch. It was disturbing that I got angry with this woman, and I kind of put her in her place, and I almost got in trouble that day. But just because I promote being nice and we all should try to be nice to our fellow human beings, that doesn't mean that we have to take another human being's garbage. Always try to stick up for yourself. Because if you don't, you'll just continue to get harassed, beat on, whatever it is. And that's the sad part about it all. I feel good when somebody comes up to me, sees a shirt and loves it and just says, wow, what a great concept. You should be on Shark Tank. Well, that means a lot to me. It's been a tough road, but, you know, we're getting there, and I'm so grateful that I happen to be on this radio station. So I thank you once again.
And I am grateful that we finally have the opportunity to do this show together.
I appreciate that.
Yes, I'm hoping this will work, okay? Because let me tell you, I've been having some difficulty with Blog Talk Radio, but, you know, it is what it is. So I'm going to see if I can do this via straight from my laptop.
Okay.
And yes. And one of the first songs I actually want to play, if it cooperates with me again, is the Real Heroes. That
I
was good. Oh my God, that song is so awesome. And
I appreciate
it
that.
So fits in today's society, you know, because there's a lot of overlooked, unseen heroes.
Absolutely, every day. You don't even know it. It's your neighbor, it's your friend, it's your parent. It could be anybody. Actually, part of the proceeds go to the Feel Good Foundation, which John Feel does with he's trying to watch out after the 9/11, the people that were involved with 9/11. He's a great man,
right.
And portion of the sales from iTunes go to his cause. I think we take for granted who our heroes are right next door.
I agree. And if this will let me do this, I will be so happy.
Now, if you don't mind, I am going to give a shout out, if that's okay with you.
Go ahead.
I have a friend. His name is Eric Towers. And he actually does, he's a biologist. He works with a Native American Indian. And they actually associate animals' behavior to great, great programs.
Oh, wow.
It's very interesting. It's not your normal program that you would see where somebody comes in and may bore you to death talking about bullying. But
right.
He can be reached at ycn2.com. His number is 631-241-0088. Obviously, he lives on Long Island, but great cause, great approach to bullying, something so different and unique. So if anybody on Long Island's listening, you may be interested in that. So are there any school teachers out there, preschool teachers? I feel I can reach out to so many people with the different items that I have. Say, be fearless could be great for somebody who's sick or has cancer or whatever it is. I have a shirt that says, be loving. Be nice, other than be nice, stop bullying. And then for little munchkins, if we can start in the preschools, I have stuff like be yourself already, because I think we should all accept each other for who we are. I also have be happy, be kind. Like I said, I mean, if you go to beseen.org, you can see some of my stuff. Like I said, if it were up to me where I'd go with this business, I'd be across the nation. I also want to give donations to certain anti-bullying organizations, such as Friend Movement is one of them. There's a lot. There's so many to choose from. But that's my main purpose. I would love to have my B everywhere. So when people look at it, they know it's the anti-bullying B. That is my real goal. And like I said, to make a difference.
Exactly.
So, like I said, it's a long road, but I'm grateful.
It is a long road. Now, have you, besides the story you shared with us previously, what was the worst, if
the
you
worst
understand my question, the worst bullying story that has ever been
without a doubt, it's without a doubt, it was the girl that told me that her friend jumped off a water tower at 13 years old. I've had a lot of people come up to me and tell me stories. A lot of the parents share stories with me. My kid is being tormented. The schools are not doing anything. The principal's not doing anything. I've written letters. I've talked to this person. I've talked to that one. It's disturbing to find out that these people are not doing anything. And that one just, I had got so choked up after she told me that story. What am I supposed to say to her? She's 13.
Right.
My friend jumped off a water tower. I'm not her father. I'm a stranger. And on the side note, I've had people come up to me that have actually said, oh, I can't buy that for my kid, a bullying shirt. They'll be bullied even more.
You
know, I can see their point, but maybe they're strong enough to be the one to start something and say, hey, look, I'm not going to be bullied. I'm going to stand up for other kids that are being bullied. And bullying is not just here. It's in the workplace, like I discussed before. I've heard stories from adults and all ages, horror stories at work, getting promotions when they didn't deserve it, being tormented at work. It's a shame that it could go anywhere from a 3-year-old to a 65-year-old. People just don't understand it. I just wish people could understand it a little bit more. These PTOs and these PTAs need to get involved a little bit more. Like I said, do a fundraiser. You know, if it's not going to be with my stuff, then do it with something else. Don't sell candy or wrapping paper. Sell a wristband that says, be nice, stop bullying. My sister sold them at football games. My sister's a teacher, so she's seen a lot. And she would take my be nice, stop bullying wristbands and my be yourself wristbands, and she would sell them at the football games. and that's how they earn money toward their service club.
There's
many ways to do it. Yeah, exactly. You can do it that way. You can do stuff where I'll send you order forms. Just order off the form, and we'll agree on a percentage of the sales that you take, and I will donate a certain portion of the proceeds also. There's so many ways about it, but I think people make excuses to not try. You have to make an effort. And I see that lacks sometimes, and it's a shame because I've been disappointed many times, and it's a shame because this is such an epidemic, and that's the tough part. So
yeah.
We need to do something about it. As far as I'm concerned, there should be something in every school across the country. That's just my theory. Like I said, if it's not my stuff, somebody else should do it. In New York State, we have the DASA Act. Which is an anti-bullying law that is put into the schools, and they have to learn about bullying, but it's a great cause, it's a great act. So, hopefully everybody's doing this across the country.
Yeah, well, for those of you listening in right now, live on the Bully Effect is Mr. Thomas Cause, and I think I am able to play that song. Surprise to Mr. Koss here and our listeners listening live into the show. And without further ado, making his Blog Talk Radio debut as a singer, The Real Heroes by Thomas Koss.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was The Real Heroes by our guest today,
wow.
Mr. Koss.
I appreciate that. I hope everybody heard the lyrics okay. That's great.
Yeah,
I'm so grateful.
Me too.
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. And if you would like more information on obtaining his music, like he said, you can find it on iTunes. And if you're one of my followers or listeners, contact me via The Bully Effect on Facebook or Twitter, and I'll get you the link. And to order Mr. Koss's anti-bully gear, and you can find that at www.beseen.org. That's BEESEENE.org. And you have from little tiny tots up to full-grown adults. Mr. Koss, I want to
yes.
thank you so much for coming
no,
here
I
on The Bully
you.
Effect.
I want to thank you so much. Hopefully we can make a little bit of a difference together.
Yes, yes, and that's what it's all about. It's about working together. And things have been, you know, changing here on The Bully Effect. Yours truly, well, we all have to pay our bills, but I promise when I can, when I'm able to, I will have episodes, you know, that are going to be airing live. And Charlie, thanks again for the simulcast on 95.1 Star FM, the heart of New York. Mr. Koss, if you could
yes.
give your...
I just hope that we can make a little bit of a difference. One less kid, adult being tormented. I think we need to stick up for each other a little bit more. I think we have a problem with that. I have a problem with selfishness. I think it exists mm-hmm. too much. And I just think we have to have each other's back. My father was the most righteous man, and I try to follow in his footsteps. I was very blessed, and I lost my dad. But he was a very righteous man. And my siblings, like I said, followed in his footsteps. I just think we need to have each other's backs. Show a little care, show a little of emotion, show a little compassion. Like I said, I'm far from perfect, but if we can just do that, maybe we can make this place, this world, a little bit of a better place and not be so scared and living in fear. I'm not always the most positive person. Even I have things to learn, but I'm going to try. I'm really going to try, and hopefully this business makes a difference to the people that get involved with it.
Awesome. And I would like to thank you once again for being a guest here on The Bully Effect, and I am your host, Penny Jean.
I am grateful.
Oh, wait, we have a caller, quick caller. Oh, I know this voice. Miss Voice.
Hello.
Oh, hi, and this is my daughter, Raylan, who wears your other shirt.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. How are you?
Continue, Mother.
Okay. Yes, I can hear you real quick, honey, because we're about to end here.
Okay.
Go ahead, Raylan. Say your question.
So how are things going with the clothes and stuff?
I mean, to be honest with you, I wish I could sell more or do more. A lot of broken promises. Maybe what your mom is doing is going to change that. You can ask me questions on my webpage, and I'm hoping a whole school would be interested in doing something, or a Girl Scout troop, or whatever. But it has been a tough road. Business is not easy, and I'm not exactly business savvy. I don't feel like I rip people off. I think I'm extremely fair. I work with two great guys, George and Gene at Aired Apparel, which is a local place near me. I wanted to stay local. I want to watch the people around me. I could have gone to these big, big, big outfits, but I wanted better quality. I wanted a more of a homey type shirt. But it's been tough, and I appreciate you asking. I'm just being honest. But you know
yeah.
what? I keep plugging. That's all you
can
do.
Well, the only thing you can possibly do is keep your hopes up and keep your head straight up.
Well, that's a great attitude, and I appreciate that. I'm grateful. Thank you.
Anytime.
Anytime, and you're listening to the other half of the Bully Effect here, my daughter, Miss Sassy there. We call her Ginger. And until next time, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Bully Effect, and I will keep posting the shows that I will air when I am able to air them. And Thomas Koss, thank you for being a voice.
On the contrary, I want to thank you for having me. I appreciate everything.
You know,
I'm very grateful.
Yes. And your voice has just been heard around the world.
No kidding. Wow.
Yes.
Maybe we can find out there to look into my CD.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great wedding song called Finally. It's the perfect wedding song. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I swear.
There you go. All four corners of the globe, wherever they have internet access, they can access this show.
That is fantastic. I'm very, very grateful.
So, again, thank you for being a guest.
Oh.
And can't wait to hear, you know, the good happenings going on in the future. Please, I welcome you to come back anytime you want.
Oh, I appreciate that. Whenever you're ready, I appreciate everything. And we will talk soon.
Okay.
You
have been listening to Blog Talk Radio's The Bully Effect. Coincidentally, the number one anti-bully podcast radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Penny Jean, my sidekick, Miss Ginger here, saying, be a voice and let your voice be heard around the world.
That is right. Fantastic.